Potometer. What is that? It is an apparatus which is used to measure the rate of water loss from a shoot under natural or artificial condition. The diagram that is given, just have a look. That it has a reservoir, a capillary tube, and a beaker containing colored water, and a bubble is inserted which shows the movement of water molecules, water through the capillary tube. Now next, the conducting tissues. Xylem and phloem together known as vascular bundle, and it helps in transportation of water and food to different parts of the plant. So that's why they are known as conducting tissue. Xylem is composed of four types of cells, that is vessel, trochoids, xylem fiber and xylem parenchyma. Of these, only xylem parenchyma are living cells, but the rest are all dead cells. Xylem is present in all parts of the plant like stem, roots and leaves, and its main function is to transport water and minerals from roots upward to stem and leaves. And how we get to know the age of the plant? By counting the xylem rings. Those are known as annual rings. Now, phloem. Phloem, that is composed of four types of cells: sieve tube, companion cell, phloem parenchyma and phloem fiber. Of these, except phloem fiber, other cells are living cells with cytoplasm. Sieve tube is the only one without nucleus. So it is the companion cell which controls the function of sieve tube. Just have a look, the page number 17, the diagram that is given. This diagram you will practice and learn the labelings, as it is very, very important. Now, sieve tubes are tube-like structure. The inner vacant space, that is labeled as sieve tube. In the sieve tube, there are perforated cells present in between. Those are known as sieve plates. Beside sieve tube lies the companion cell and then phloem parenchyma. All these are living cells. And what is the function of phloem? It helps to translocate the food prepared by leaves to various parts of the plant. So, the difference between xylem and phloem is important, as it is given in your book. So, please learn this. Next, the nutrients. What are macro and micronutrients? And what is the importance of nutrients? Plants absorb the nutrients from the surrounding and utilize it in building up their organic matter. Macronutrients are those nutrients which are present in plants in large amount. For example, nitrogen, phosphorus, calcium, all these. And these macronutrients help in synthesis of organic molecules and development of osmotic potential. Whereas micronutrients are those elements which are present in plants in very small amount, and it helps in maintaining the function of enzymes. Now, due to lack of these minerals, some diseases can occur in the plant. For example, chlorosis, that is yellowing of leaves, means leaves gets yellow due to deficiency of nitrogen. Even leaf gets brown, or brown spots can appear on plant leaves due to deficiency of potassium, and it is known as necrosis. Due to deficiency of boron, the stem gets cracked and maturity may be delayed due to deficiency of phosphorus.